This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's the third hour here of our G-Bag Nation with you on 105.3 The Fan. We're about an hour away from the Eric Kendrick show. We'll talk with the Cowboys linebacker. He was out of today's practice along with Zach Martin and Deron Bland. And of course, Dak Prescott, we're standing by for official word on that. Will he be on IR or not? But joining us now, a familiar voice and personality here on 105.3 The Fan. Did the pre- and post-game show on Cowboys Radio Network for some years with Brian and did other things around the halls here at 105 through the Fan. It's Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio. You can listen on the TuneIn app. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you, bud? Long time no talk. In fact, it's funny. We do our show out of the Fan studios every morning, so I'm there every day now from 7 to 10 a.m.
Yeah, I keep expecting to see you when I step in about 12:30 or so every day. But how's it going year one talking Big 12 with no Texas and OU? What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different animal. You know, I mean, obviously in where we live, you know, those are two huge brands. I mean, you could argue aside from Texas Tech and maybe Baylor that there's no, you know, larger fan bases in the DFW Metroplex than Texas and OU. It's a huge deal. But Colorado, you know, from a brand perspective has really slid in, and I mean, they're legit. I mean, that's, you know, that is as good of a team and program, you know, in terms of the growth, what Deion has done is incredible. And obviously his son and Travis Hunter play a huge role in that, but I'm not going to lie. The idea of the Cowboys maybe being in tank mode and then Shedeur Sanders potentially being, you know, a guy that could get drafted. I don't know if they're going to be that bad, but, like, you might shoot for that because Shedeur is legit, man. And having another Sanders in Dallas would be incredible.
Yeah, do you think that could work with prime coaching and Shedeur playing? I mean, what all would come along with that?
I mean, look, this is a guy that has taken an absolute beating as the quarterback of Colorado. Last year, he sustained 60 sacks. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, he took an absolute beating in 12 games, 60 sacks. I mean, think about that. And his numbers, despite that, are incredible. I mean, he put up big-time numbers, low interception numbers. So this is a guy that, like, has proven over the last couple of years that you can beat him up as much as you want. He's going to still get up and make throws. And, I mean, there's definitely some, you know, prima donna there, and he's very similar to his dad in that regard and, you know, probably grew up a lot differently than his dad did. But what he's done this year, too, I mean, he was sacked a ton at the beginning of the year. They've really figured out how to protect him a little bit in their offensive line, and that's the biggest reason why, you know, they're now bowl eligible and, you know, pushing for the potential playoff spot here, ranked 20th in the first CFP rankings.
Going into Lubbock this weekend to take on Texas Tech, how do you see that one going, Ari?
Yeah, that's, I think, the aside from the Holy War, which is now a Big 12 game. How crazy is that? BYU Utah.
It's amazing.
It's complete
with a Jewish quarterback in BYU.
BYU sitting with a first round bye in the college football playoff.
Right, BYU is first round bye in the college football playoff with a Jewish quarterback in 2024. And Utah, who was a top 10 team preseason, expected to win the Big 12 year one. They're just 1-4 in the midst of a 4-game losing streak and questions about Kyle Whittingham in terms of their future. But so aside from that, which is obviously a huge rivalry game, this is the game of the weekend in the Big 12. And there's, you know, there's a huge Dallas tie to this game, too, with Joey McGuire having coached at Cedar Hill. Yeah. He actually coached Bucky, Deion's son, years ago at Cedar Hill. And then, you know, Deion has talked this week at length about how Joey McGuire was the grand poobah of Dallas area high school football coaches, and how, you know, when Deion stepped in as one of those, that Joey was extremely welcoming and, you know, gracious and helpful. And, you know, so how ironic is that, that essentially, you know, two former Dallas high school football coaches are now coaching in the Big 12 against each other. One of them, of course, is Deion, and the other is Joey McGuire for Texas Tech. And look, Texas Tech lost two straight to TCU and Baylor, but since then they bounced back with a huge win last week against Iowa State. But Colorado's coming off a bye. It's their second bye of the season. Every team in the Big 12 gets that second bye this year. And so I think that's a huge advantage, even though they're going into Lubbock. It's going to be a raucous environment. The last time that Texas Tech beat a team that was at least 7-0 was Texas back in 2008 in that iconic game with Michael Crabtree. So, look, I mean, Texas Tech under Joey McGuire has not been, you know, exactly Mike Leach per se. But, I mean, at 6-3 now, you know, they're pushing their third consecutive plus 500 season in the Big 12 and looking for more. And aside from this game, their schedule opens up. And same with Colorado, which is why I think a lot of people like Colorado as a potential playoff team here.
Hey, Ari, I just wanted to know what the identity of the BYU team is this year.
Well, you know, Brian, Kalani Sitake is all about that stuff.
I mean, yeah, he is all about that identity, for sure.
He is all about culture building and identity. That's a throwback, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
but, I mean, look, when you looked at BYU's roster coming into this season, and obviously, Brian, you follow this stuff because your depth of knowledge in the draft and college players is huge. Like, they didn't have – like, based on personnel, there was no way anybody could have seen this season coming for BYU.
Sure.
Because they basically bring back everybody from a team last year that was really, really bad, especially on defense.
Yeah.
Well, Jay Hill, who was at Weber State as the head coach and now takes over in year two as the defensive coordinator for BYU, and is, you know, Kalani and he both coached at Utah previously, you know, it's really taken. I mean, that's the thing, is their defense was atrocious last year. Year two under Jay Hill, it's really taken in a way. So a lot of these guys took a huge step forward. So, you know, that's been the biggest piece to success for BYU this year. Do I think they're going to end the season undefeated? No, I do not. I do not think that. And while they shouldn't lose this weekend, this is kind of how it works at the end of a college football season when you've got teams that haven't lost yet. Like, every week is a different mountain to climb. And even if the team in the standings is far below them, it just doesn't make a difference, and especially in a rivalry game like this. But, yeah, I mean, it's funny you mentioned that about BYU, because they really are, like, culturally – like, that's been the difference. It's not a personnel change. I mean, this was a bad team last year. It's basically the same team, just the coaching has been so much better and probably more in line with what they're doing this year in terms of their success.
Talking with our buddy Ari Temkin here in the G-Bag Nation, what are your thoughts on TCU? I mean, ever since they make that unbelievable run in the national championship, it seems like things have not quite gone as planned.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because sort of the area teams in the Big 12, if you will, TCU, Texas Tech, and Baylor have been so up and down this season. And it's like it's like a round robin. They've all beaten each other up, and there's no rhyme or reason for it. I mean, look, the game last week was a really tough loss, but then it came on the heels of a really awesome win for them against Texas Tech, kind of what I was just alluding to. Josh Hoover, their quarterback, is probably the best quarterback in the country that you've never heard about. Obviously, people locally have because they follow TCU, but like he's been really, really good all year. The issue is he started off the year, I think, without throwing an interception after his first three or four games, and he's thrown a lot more interceptions of late. But that's what happens when you have no depth in terms of your running game. Like, they don't have any balance at all. They cannot run the football, and so they're throwing the ball a ton. And, like, so, I mean, going back to your question, Zach, like, the issue with TCU is when they made that magical run in Sonny Dykes' first year, like, it was –
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Great, you know, great offensive line, great quarterback play, really good receivers, you know, depth at running back. They had a great defense. Like, they have not put it together defensively. Now, a big part of that for me this year is Andy Avalos comes in, really good defensive mind, but a dramatic shift from what they had been doing. You know, they were really a odd front, three down front, and now in Andy Avalos' system, they're more of that traditional four-man front. And so do they have the personnel on the defensive line to run that, or is it going to take a few years? So, like, when you look at the first few, you know, the first six, seven games of the season, and, yeah, it wasn't working defensively. And I would attribute a lot of that to year one in a brand-new defensive front without having the personnel to do it. And, look, they've been a lot better of late. So you hope that you see some consistency. But, I mean, it's like if anything in football, you see it once, it's an anomaly. You see it multiple times, it becomes a pattern. And that's the biggest thing with TCU's defense.
Well, and now, Ari, you have Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy and the Cowboys coming to Fort Worth this weekend. Just how ridiculous has the fallout been from the Mike Gundy comments? Does he have any more fans there that have respect for him?
Yeah, I mean, how ridiculous are those comments? I mean, what would have happened if any other coach had said the same thing? What happens if Deion says that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's unbelievable how, like, just tone-deaf and crazy those comments were. And look, this season is unprecedented for Oklahoma State. You know, it's funny because Vegas didn't really catch up to how bad Oklahoma State was. And they still were favored in lines where they shouldn't have been. And everybody just picked them because it's like, well, no way they start the season 0-4 in conference play. No way they start the season 0-5 in conference play. No way they start the season 0-6 in conference play. Like, if you take the history out of it, they're a really bad football team. And, I mean, their defense was bad last year. They gave up a ton of yards. The difference was they had a splash play guy on the defensive end with Colin Oliver. Well, Oliver's been out all year, and so has their best tackler at linebacker in Nick Martin. So it's like they're basically the same team last year, the difference being that the Doak Walker Award winner and Ollie Gordon has had a really down year, and their two defensive splash players have been out all year. So it's like they're basically the same team, but how much different are things at quarterback position when you've got a 2,000-yard rusher, essentially, and then on defense, again, when you've got guys that can make up for giving up a ton of yardage. So, I mean, that's where we're at. They can't stop anybody on the ground. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing defensively on the ground, like 300-plus yards, 400-plus yards. And on top of that, they can't run the ball. So, I mean, it's like they've got a bad offense. They can't move the ball. They can't run the ball, and they can't stop anybody. You know, and this is really unprecedented. In Mike Gundy's first year in 2005, they lost seven Big 12 games, did not make a bowl, and finished under 500. In the 18 years since then, they have finished over 500 every single season and made a bowl game in every single season. And the most losses they've had since that first year in conference was six. They're 0-6, guys, and there's nothing that on paper that looks like they can win a football game this year in the Big 12. Like, I look at the rest of their schedule, and I don't see how they win a game unless something crazy happens. So, yeah, I mean, this an 18-year streak is about to end this year in terms of finishing over 500, getting to a bowl game, and a all-time loss record for Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State.
Are we talking hot seat stuff at all? Is there no chance he's going to be gone?
You know, I mean, Barry Trammell, who's covered Oklahoma sports for a long time, he wrote for the Tulsa World yesterday basically questioning whether or not Mike Gundy wants to continue to coach. You know, he's constantly criticizing the NIL world, yeah, and the transfer portal. And it's like, look, you can complain about it, but you got to deal with it. Like, that's just the nature of the beast. And if you don't want to deal with that, then get out. There are a lot of coaches that have done that, a lot of really good coaches in basketball and in college football that have jumped because of that. So, you know, I think that question remains. Now, Mike Gundy has enough credibility there, both as a player and coach, that he kind of gets to decide his own timeline. So, you know, I think it's a question he's got to ask himself this offseason. But look, if they have a really down year this year, if they have another down year next year, suddenly the arithmetic may change a little bit in terms of, you know, his decision. And again, his comments, like the president and the university had to come out and release a statement basically dispelling those comments. So, I mean, that's going to hurt your credibility a little bit internally.
No, 18 years, that's why he said what he said. Because some of these coaches live in such a bubble that they, outside, it just doesn't, they don't have any understanding of really what goes on in the outside world. So they can make comments like that and not feel like there's any ramifications because, well, I'm the football coach here. I've won 18 straight years. You know, nobody's going to touch me. You know, that's
totally
why these
right,
coaches,
brother.
Yeah, that's why these coaches they do what they do. That's why they make the statements that they do.
And they're in such a, to your point, they're in such a vacuum and they're, you know, yeah. so inundated with, you know, how good they are and how good their programs are and sure. how important their programs are within the grand scheme of things that you're right. They lose complete sight of like
yeah.
any sort of reality or resemblance of reality. It's crazy. And look, it's sort of wild because there's parallels between he and Kyle Whittingham at Utah. And, you know, Whittingham has already named Morgan Scalia, their longtime defensive coordinator, as yeah. head coach in waiting. He famously said in 2021 he wasn't going to coach at the age of 65. He's going to be 65 next month.
Right.
And they've had a dreadful year. They've been awful. So it's two teams that were – I mean, it's sort of interesting. Four of the top five teams in the preseason poll of the Big 12 are four of the worst five teams in the Big 12 right now. That's Kansas, Arizona, Oklahoma State, and Utah. And those two at the parallel between Whittingham and Gundy came in coaching in 2005, the same exact year. So, I mean, it's the parallels there, too, in terms of could this be the last year for both of them? And I think, you know, the answer at this point in time is maybe.
That Lance Leopold, man, at Kansas, wow, that thing's kind of gone south, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback, you know, this is a guy that was really, really good a couple of years ago who got hurt and missed all of last season. Jason Bean stepped in, was phenomenal for Kansas, helping them get to a 9-win season. But, you know, Andy Kotelnicki, their really talented offensive coordinator, went this offseason to Penn State.
Okay.
And they have not been able to replace him. Jeff Grimes came over from Baylor. You know, they talked all offseason about trying to keep things the same schematically, but you just can't. I mean, I hate that idea or notion from teams. It's always, to me, it's always a disaster. When you've got to change, I understand the familiarity, but you've got to change things over to this new staff. Otherwise, you're kind of like half pregnant in a sense. So I think that's what's gone wrong with them. But also, it's crazy. Like, they played, I think it's like their last five losses have been decided by 13 total points.
Wow.
So, like, they're just losing in the margins in every way.
What did you think about TCU's big comeback win over BYU in the semifinals of the women's soccer tournament?
It was a huge win.
Yeah.
And sets up a Saturday matchup, Gavin, with my Jayhawks, the sixth seed, who need to win in order to get that automatic bid into the NCAA tournament.
You're
so,
the man.
TCU's in. They're one of the best programs in women's soccer. That's how deep my Big 12 knowledge goes, guys.
I love it. Very impressive, okay, well, Ari.
Real quick, since you're a big Kansas guy, did you know about the Mark Mangino towel intern situation?
With the wiping
poop.
His rear end.
Yeah.
With the towels. Yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg, guys.
We'll have to have you back soon for the rest of that iceberg.
Seriously, man, we're going to get some more details on that.
Thank you, Ari.
Take care, guys.
Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio on the TuneIn app. And, yeah, our sweet mates up here on the 11th floor, 75 and Fitchy, Brian. I know
there you
love
go.
That.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.